You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The way the question has been framed means that we would tell our people to vote yes. We have a problem with the way the question's framed. We wanted it decriminalised, absolutely, because our people are criminalised too much for it. We wanted a five-year sunset clause leading into legalisation, and only to occur if we had enough resources going into drug, alcohol addiction and mental health services. Because it's a health issue, ultimately, not a criminal justice one. But we've got to have the belts and braces around it as you move towards legalisation. And over that five-year period, we also want to be part of the commercialisation. Because often we get kicked out by non-Māori and then just become, it's a bit like pokies, you know, it's a bit like the pokey machines. They were brought in, we get farmed, but the money gets laundered to the top end of town, to bowling clubs and tennis clubs and anything. Most of us play rugby league out here, so we don't get it. So, you know, it's the same thing.
So do you think the idea that there isn't going to be that five-year period, it is perhaps likely that Māori will be left out of the conversation, or do you think that after the election, depending on what the result is of the referendum, but a new government will work hard to incorporate Māori views and Māori perspectives in this issue?
Well, that's the reason. See, one of the reasons why I've always stood politically is change comes through contest. It doesn't come through consensus. Consensus brings status quo. And if it's a failing status quo, you just get the same as what you've had previously. So even when I stood in the mayoralty, 30% of what I argued for was achieved in the first 100 days of Goffism in Gough City. So in Gotham City. So the point is that I'm very happy. So where the Māori Party is going with its policy agenda is setting standards for our people's aspirations, rights and entitlements. And sooner or later, they will be won. It's just a matter of when, as I said, not if.
Now, what is your stance on the end-of-life choice referendum?
Oh, we would be voting against that. And the reason why we vote against that is threefold. Firstly, you cannot have a yes or no on taking someone's life. It's not as simple as that. That's a very complex question. The second thing is that when you have attended, as I have, the number of critical care units and intensive care units to help counsel mothers and fathers to sign the consent form to remove life support, and you've been through it multiple times. When we've all been through it with our loved ones, I've lost two sisters to breast cancer and a father to abdominal cancer. We are far more loving and grateful family for them over the difficulties that were expressed, right? And even though my father was in difficulty, I could never bring myself to euthanize him, right? And these are very important issues. So when you go through it all, you've got to be very careful that you're dealing with informed families that know exactly what they're doing, rather than having medical euthanasia. Because in effect, the way the legislation works, that's the way it happens. What we want is Māori advocacy units set up. And so there's not enough conversation with us about protecting our interests and our rights around this particular area, because it's sold as death with dignity. Well, I've just given you in previous interviews the fact that we don't have life with dignity. So to take a life is a big step. And we want a lot more belts and braces around it than what's in the present legislation to protect Māoris from being euthanized at the hospitals.
Do you think currently that there is enough information available for people to inform themselves about the referendums and what they actually mean when you vote for them?
Of course he's not. If you're sitting in Parliament and being paid full-time to argue them over 3 years, you get your head around every facet, right? But the common Kiwi out there, it's a quick emotional jerk reaction. That's what a referendum is on those two issues.
And perhaps because they are two, you could say controversial issues, they do have a snap reaction.
That's right. Look, they're both emotionally charged. And depending on where you sit on either side of the debate, that's where it is. on the cannabis legislation, that is a long time coming for change, right? And that's why a lot more people will vote for it, all right? So I think that one will pass muster. And I suspect on emotionalism alone, the referenda on death with dignity or whatever they want to call it, to get it across the line, you know, because that's an emotional black mainland line as well. It's okay, right? I think both those will probably pass, but we've given our view on Waihuatia, which is go slowly on the cannabis legalisation. We want criminalisation first for the reasons I've expressed, and then legalisation. And then on the euthanasia, taking a life is a very, very important issue. And the day you start putting rules in place where you can trigger that without the consent, the knowing consent of the person involved, you have a few issues.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.